You ever meet someone and immediately think, nope, not happening. Too pretty, too confident, and definitely fucks you with eye contact type? Yeah, that was him, my new roommate. In my defense, I wasn't looking for a living situation. I was just looking to fill a vacancy. No strings, no awkward small talk in the kitchen, no hot guy with moving boxes and a smirk that could melt a cold stone ice cream tub. But here we are, and he signed the lease, so now I have to pretend I'm not already narrating our inevitable sexual tension in my head like I'm the main character in a mid-2000s rom-com, and that accidentally got rated R. Or X, if a girl is lucky. Anyway, that brings us to today, when Mr. Doe-eyed, fish-out-of-water-looking boy first moved in. Phew! So, is that all your stuff? Awesome. Well, you're officially a resident of the glorious apartment 4B. Please keep your arms and legs and emotional baggage inside the ride at all times. Kidding. Mostly. I mean, after the last guy. I've got strict roommate policies now. No loud chewing, no stealing my oat milk, and definitely no falling in love with me. Oh, you think I'm joking. It's like the number one rule on the fridge. Right next to don't microwave fish. But hey, you did make it past the interview and the vibe check. And most importantly, my dog didn't bark at you, so you're already way ahead of the curve. Seriously, though, I hope this place feels like home for you, and I know it's not much, but it's got charm. And I don't just mean me. Just clean up after yourself, and don't disrespect my space, and we'll get along amazingly. Keep that up. Flattery will get you almost everywhere. Just not into my bed. Again, fridge rule. Anyway, I'll let you unpack and settle. Bathroom's down the hall, and kitchen's all yours except for the left side of the pantry. That's my sacred snack zone, because a girl has sugary and salty needs to fulfill. And, hey, leave your door cracked if you want me to bring you wine later. But, like, metaphorically. Don't actually leave your door open. That'd be, you know, a choice. So, the rest of that day, safe to say, was exactly as I expected. You unpacked boxes in a way that said, I'm trying not to be in the way or make too much noise. It was cute, really. You were like an adorable puppy. As for me, I drank coffee and doom-scrolled. Because that's what responsible adults do when they have a hot stranger setting up camp 10 feet away. Act natural and pretend they have very important memes to look at instead of, you know, staring. And for the first few hours, that's all it was. You unpacked. I scrolled. You set up your sad little futon because your bed hadn't arrived yet. And I tried not to think about how your arms flexed when you pulled and lifted things. Ugh, or the way your voice deepened when you growled in exertion. I was definitely not squeezing my thighs together while I pretended to tap on this phone. And honestly, humbly speaking, of course, I should have gotten a damn medal for the amount of self-control I was showing. Sure. My brain was already writing fan fiction about you hauling boxes shirtless, using those strong hands to pin mine above my head. Oh, but my hands? Oh, they were warriors. Just scrolling, oh, liking cat videos, being pure like the good girl I am. Well, at least for a while anyway. Then there was that day. You know, the exact one. Gray sweatpants day. The kryptonite to so many of us ladies. See, the thing I don't get is, why do men send dick pics when A simple, classy, slutty photo of the imprint in gray sweatpants does so much more. I'm biting my lip right now just thinking of it. Anyway, gray sweatpants day. The day my inner peace packed its shit and left the building. You padded around the apartment, all loose and sleepy and swinging. And I found the dumbest reasons to cross paths with you. Hey, have you seen my charger? Hey, do you want some coffee? Hey, are you aware that your entire situation is making direct eye contact with me? Okay, not that last one, but I thought it loudly. And for a while, that's all it was. Tiny moments, stalling glances, me telling myself that it didn't mean anything, that I could live in this apartment, breathe the same air as you, and not let my brain rot into a puddle of thirsty daydreams. And I almost believed it too. Until that night. When the door stayed open and you, well, you needed a little stress relief. If I'd known what you were doing, I'd like to say that I would have snuck back to my room, closed the door, pretended I hadn't heard a thing. But if I'm being honest, part of me would have preferred to help you, preferred to get on my knees. Oh, and take care of you the way you clearly deserved. Oh, it started simple enough. I was being a good roommate. Just my natural, good girl self. Door dashing dinner and offering to add something to the cart for you. A normal, wholesome thought. But then, as I walked down the hall, I heard it. At first, it was just a sound. Soft. Barely there. The kind of noise you could mistake for a sigh or creak in the walls. Oh, but as I got closer, it wasn't the walls. It was you. I didn't notice the door was open. Not at first. I was too focused on the sounds. Soft, needy, and maybe just a little too curious for my own good. It wasn't until I leaned in closer, trying to catch more, that the door gave way. Just a little. Just enough to crack open wider. Oh, that's when I saw it. I saw you. And saw it. Ooh, hard. Pulsing. You looked like you were just getting started. Your hand moving so slow. A perfect torture stroke from base to tip. Like you had all the time in the world to savor it. Oh, God. Oh, I should have looked away. I should have. But how do you turn away from something you've only ever fantasized about? Oh, turn away from something so delicious. It made my mouth water. Made my legs weak. Yeah. No chance. The second I saw you, really saw you, I was squeezing my thighs together without even thinking. Trying, failing to stop the inevitable wetness already starting to spread. My breath caught in my throat. And still, I watched. Watched you lose yourself. Slowly, beautifully. To the ecstasy of your own touch. God, you looked so fucking as my hands creep lower while I retell this. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, just like that night. Oh, I'm so needy for it. For you. That night, standing behind your door. Oh, watching you. I couldn't help myself. My fingers slid into my shorts. Oh, gliding over my aching clit. Barely brushing it. And it was almost too much. I bent my tongue hard. Trying to hold in the moan clawing up my throat. It felt so good. Oh God, watching you felt so good. My eyes stayed locked on you. Hungry. Desperate. I could hear you. I could hear it too. Those growing, wet noises. Oh, as your pre-cum started to drip. Oh, slick and sinful. Coating your hand as you stroked. I wanted to taste it so badly. To lick the salty wetness right off your perfect cock. To clean every drop you were making. To do it slow and messy. And so eagerly. Your moans grew louder. And fuck, they were beautiful. Those sounds, so raw, so real. Flowing into my ears like music. Just for a moment, I closed my eyes. And I let myself dance in the color of your sounds. Oh, fine. Just letting them wash over me. My fingers, they found their way inside me. Slowly at first. And I squeezed myself tight. Desperate. I wishing it was you. My eyes slowly fluttered back open. Unable to resist the urge to watch you again. I needed to see it. To match the rhythm of your hand with my own. I'm picturing myself sitting on top of you. My tits softly bouncing as I rode you. Slow and deep. Your hands, your big, strong hands. Gripping my hips. Knuckles going white as you squeezed them. Before one of those hands lifted. To spank me. For being such a dirty girl. A naughty little slut. For watching you get off through the crack in the door. Oh, yes, Daddy. I am bad. So bad. just for you. I watched you gripping the sheets with your free hand. The muscles in your arms straining as you got closer. Your strokes becoming more desperate, more controlled. It took everything I had not to scream right there, just from watching you, matching your pace with my fingers. My heart pounding so loud I could barely hear anything else except you. I needed you. Oh, I needed you to pound me, to claim me like only you could, Daddy. Take this slutty, naughty little pussy. You can own it. Own me. We both got more desperate as the release built. My legs shook, weak with need, as I sank into the floor on my knees, one hand pressed over my mouth, and the other buried deep inside me. My eyes were closed, fighting to hold it in. The pressure in my core building. I used every ounce of willpower to keep my moans quiet. But I could hear you. I could hear you come. That's when it happened. When I came to, shuddering and gasping, completely lost in the sound of you. Oh, and the feel of me. Oh, my body shook, trembled, completely undone. I'd forgotten where I was for a moment. Sprawled on the floor, all my limbs weak, lost in the afterglow of my orgasm. Oh, I listened to you, panting softly. And for a few seconds, the world outside of this room didn't exist. I just stayed there, letting my mind float back to Earth, trying to regain myself. But then reality hit. I needed to get back to my room. I needed to get away from the scene, away from you. Crawling if I had to. Then the sound of you getting up from your bed, and that snapped me out of it. If there was ever a shot of pure adrenaline, and that was it. Avoiding dying of embarrassment, that was my only instinct. I scrambled, my hands fumbling, my heart pounding. I had to get back to my room before he realized what I was doing. Fuck, I couldn't let you know. Not like that. So I made it back to my room. Probably could have done without slamming the door as loudly as I did, but, you know, when a girl's running purely on instinct, some details are just not planned for. I mean, after all, it's not like I wanted to draw attention to myself, especially after that. But, well, whoops. I tried to calm myself down, but I could still feel it. And the pulse. The heat. That thing hanging in the air. At least the walls were thick enough for no one to definitely hear, right? So yeah, that was that. I didn't expect the night to turn out quite like that. Didn't expect any of it really, but here we are. Sometimes you can't help what draws you in. Like a moth to a flame. if that flame was attached to someone you wanted to slide your tongue all over. But I digress. And look, I'm not going to pretend like I've figured out where to go from here. Hell, I'm just glad I didn't get caught. Or maybe. Maybe I didn't mind as much as I should have. Guess I'll just have to see how things play out, one way or another.